Good morning. I would appreciate the opportunity to be here. Actually, I was going to forego my time because of the nature of the conversation today, but it plays perfectly into what our vision and our mission is. You know, we've changed as an organization, and our focus now really is recognizing the fact that WJCT is a place where people can come together to learn, share, and grow. And there was no better example of that today. If you read our new mission statement, which we've been in the process of been working on for the last few months and getting a lot of community input on it, it says WJCT's mission is to use our unique assets, the platforms we operate, as a resource for citizens to come together to celebrate human diversity, experience lifelong learning, and actively engage in matters of civic importance. That's what you just were doing for the last 35 minutes.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and it just judging by the reaction, people are hungry for that kind of forum and dialogue. They really are.
If you think about it, I know I kind of set our own staff back a few weeks ago when I made the comment in our monthly business briefing with our staff members that I don't want us to be defined as a television and radio station. Those are platforms that we operate. We are a community service organization, and I want people to look at us that way to say, what does WJCT do with the assets we have entrusted with them, the radio station, the television station, the online, the outreach work that we do? That defines us as a mission organization, and it really is important for us to help to, and thank you for the opportunity, to communicate that message to our listeners, to our users of our services. SWH, we just heard a promotion for Speaking in Women's Health. Again, a great example of where 1,200 women have been coming together for 15 years learning about how to make their lives better through a better health understanding of their health issues.
Absolutely. And so a new vision statement, a new mission statement, a new path forward. And some are aware, but not everyone, that our building is now home to other groups that are really engaged in the civic life of this community as well.
Community convening is, I think, is our future. I mean, people as access the content through other platforms, through online, through, you know, your iPad, etc. We have to define what is our relevance going forward. And so in finding partners like JCCI and Global Jackson, World Affairs Council, organizations that share common vision and mission in terms of bringing people together, I think made perfect sense for us in the context. Plus, it's a marvelous facility, and it's a community facility, and we want to make sure it gets active use. So that's why we've opened our doors to those organizations. We hope them to be colleagues and partners in this process. Maybe there's ways we can do some efficiencies in our operations by helping each other with the platforms and the services that we provide the community. This is just how we want to get people to think about us, and very different. And we had an interesting conversation last evening with some members of our board of trustees and say, well, you know, people, when we asked them the question, why do you support us? And they said, why didn't you support us for many years? And well, when I watch television, I pay a lot of money to access your content, whether it be through satellite or cable. Why do I need to give you money on top of that? Well, first of all, we're free, a free service. You can get us over the air without paying those dollars. But the investment isn't in the television per se. It really is in the investment in the community service organization that we are and how we utilize and how our mission is focused on making this a better community is why we are looking for people to continue to support us.